This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're in 2021. We're in February. In about maybe 6-7 weeks, we finish our first quarter of 2021. And thus far, we still have some pretty dismal numbers. According to Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary, we saw that in Friday's unemployment report, just 6,000 private sector jobs were created. Just 6,000. 49,000 overall, and that's after a month in which we actually saw job loss. We have 10 million people unemployed. 4 million have dropped out of the labor market. Another 2 million are working part-time who really would like full-time work. She says we are in a deep hole with respect to the job market and a long way to dig out. I don't think only 10 million people are unemployed. I think we have a lot more than that. But that, you know. But I noticed the other day, right, I saw a sign that said, now hiring. It was at a fast food establishment. I have not seen a now hiring sign in over a year. I did a double take. Almost, you know, forgot to use my clicker to switch lanes. I was like, what, really? And so, you know, I have a son that doesn't have a job, so I immediately ran in, got the application. I said, boy, if you want a job, here. So he applied, and he has an interview. And fast food, good. I want him to learn, you know, the restaurant business. I want him to learn, you know, how to, you know, it. To me, I think it's some of the most valuable experience, and I'm going to be very, very grateful if he could get a job. And my other son said that he saw some signs at Home Depot saying they were hiring. I'm like, really? Now, we know that the economy is a mess right now. We know that we still have lockdown measures, but we are supposed to be turning around the bend soon. And I am optimistic that things are going to get better. I do not see normalcy. Everybody goes, oh yeah, we'll be back to normal by the fall. No, we won't. Masks aren't going away. Social distancing isn't going away. And what's going to happen is all these politicians are going to be so scared that there's going to be another resurgence that we're going to have moderate openings over the summer, and then everybody's going to be watching and waiting to see what happens the next fall. And whether it's COVID or flu, people are going to probably start freaking out again. I'm hoping during this time hospitals get to build more, and we have more hospitals, and we have more beds, and we recruit more medical providers so that we don't become overwhelmed the next fall. But I do feel optimistic that with the vaccine rollout, with, you know, the way viruses sometimes go and, you know, with the way we see pandemics and plagues and things like that, that hopefully as we start to, you know, rear the end of year two of coronavirus by the fall, we have some huge, huge progress. We see huge progress. So I believe jobs will open up. We have to be very, very careful with what our current administration may do if they, you know, you have people who have been working this whole time that are exhausted, and they are going to be most likely allowed, and understandably so, to quit, take some time off and get some unemployment. And I don't blame anybody for wanting to do that. The only problem is if there are increased unemployment benefits, and if anybody could get unemployment even if they refuse work, who's going to staff the stores, the industries? So that could pose problematic. Also, with suggestions of federal minimum wage going up, not just for federal workers, I think Biden had already done an executive order for that, for minimum wage in the federal sectors, but for there to be a national increase in federal minimum wage. Understandable that it needs to be done eventually. Not so understandable that it has to be done now. We are going to see some people panic a little bit and be concerned about, you know, how are they going to now deal with staff that's making almost twice what they made before. So then why are we starting to see people hire now? What could be feeding into that? Well, what I'm seeing, because it's still too early to see the vaccine, you know, affect the numbers. Immunity from the vaccine wouldn't be seen until this week for those that received the earliest of the vaccines in December, because they had to get the two shots, then there had to be a couple weeks. So we really wouldn't see the numbers until this week of that. And there hasn't been enough people that have been vaccinated. I believe we have about 43 million people that received at least one vaccine, so that confers some immunity. But we have 360 million people in America. We have variants, so we still have a ways to go. But what I think is happening is you're starting to have consumers say, I'm done. I mean, I saw on Super Bowl Sunday, people got together. It wasn't like previous years, so there is going to still be hesitancy, but there are people that want to go out. I'm noticing for Valentine's, places are already full. True, in Nevada, you can't have more than 25% capacity, but, and I think some restaurants fudge. I think maybe it's 50%, because I don't see much difference between 50 and 25%. So you know how a business could have maximum, let's say, 100 people, and then, you know, if they, you know, get a fire marshal to take a look at it and go, well, actually, you could technically have.
Sorry, I couldn't hear what you said.
Looks like Siri can't hear me. You know, if let's say a fire marshal takes a look and says, well, actually, you know, if you have seated and, you know, amphitheater seating or whatever, you could technically have 125 people. Well, you could use that number and then knock it down to the 25. So it's, you know, I'm not seeing really much of a difference between 25% versus 50 in some places. So, but I'm seeing an enthusiasm for people to get out there. And I think some people are seeing demand. I'm seeing more traffic now that schools open. So if some of the schools are reopening finally, then some of the retail nearby, you know, is going to open. Salons, clothing. So as we open up, I think some companies are preparing for that. Also, some companies might be preparing for some of their, you know, wearied workers who have been working this whole time. They might be anticipating them to quit, to get unemployment and take a long-needed break. So they might be wanting to hire people who are just sick of not working to replace those that are going to want to quit. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, my being a woman, I think I've heard it all. I've heard some remarks that I thought were funny. Wouldn't insult me in the least. Then I heard some that were really off color, really inappropriate, and made me want to vomit. So there is a, shall we say, a range of things that can be said. I've also noticed that if somebody's cute, adorable, and joking with me, they seem to get away with a lot more than somebody who I can't stand, right? So it's subjective. Well, when it comes to the Olympics, there's not a lot of subjectivity. And the president of the Tokyo Olympic Committee, Mr. Yoshiro Mori, who's 83 years old, made some comments about women that have blown up the internet. And the comments stemmed from, I don't have the direct translation, but from what I'm understanding, it's he had reported that women seem to talk too much at the board meetings. Now, of course, women were like, I do not talk too much. Oh, it just went crazy. I cannot speak for all women, but anytime I have been at a meeting, I volunteer a lot. I volunteer. If somebody thinks I'm talking too much, all right, up yours. I'm going to move on. Apparently, his comments meant said that the meetings drag on because, quote, competitive women in attendance talked too much. So, you know, if I was a guy, and I was, sorry about that, we're getting texts, and if I was not wanting to be accused of being sexist, I would start looking at what you're allowed to say and what you're not allowed to say. And the problem we still have, and this is why we still have it, and Mr. Mori is 83 years old, is we have for years, right, you know, we have for years perpetuated certain stereotypes. Women are afraid of spiders. Women might talk too much. Women like to shop. Now, what makes me upset? Well, I heard a boss tell somebody saying, look, you know, well, I'll give you some time off, you know, so you can go shopping. I'm like, okay, this isn't 1928. I'm a woman. I hate shopping. So I hate being lumped in to a stereotype. You know, with mansplaining. Women hate mansplaining. Mansplaining is where a gentleman starts to teach you something, right? And rather than just talking, seems to kind of explain it. Well, how I handle that is I finish their thought. I'll interrupt them and finish their thought. So when I start getting mansplained, and there's a lot of guys that do that, they don't mean to be condescending, you know, but, you know, they're guys and they want to explain something and they're so busy watching what they say and they don't want to, you know, be looking at your boobs that they aren't thinking right and they're staring, trying to stare at you, and they're under so much pressure that it almost sounds like they're lecturing you. So when they do start to say something, I just interrupt them and I finish the sentence. Like, I got it, I know. That's how I handle mansplaining. Not a big deal. Nobody needs to lose their job. Nobody needs to sue them. So I think the average guy out there goes, what can you say and what can you not say? You know, women have been known to have the, quote, gift of gab. There's been books talking about women and their communication skills. In medicine, we learn that men are more successful at committing suicide, but women are more inclined to demonstrate a suicidal attempt, all relating to a propensity to communicate more. So men and women might have some differences, not to stereotype everybody, especially since now we're not going to define genders, but this has been something that we've been including in our science, including in our business models, including in our marketing. I mean, when you deal with any marketing firm, they comment on the person in the household that makes the shopping decisions. And still, even in the year 2021, women may pervade that role. So if somebody says, what was it? It was, I think, in The Nutty Professor, women be shopping, and he was making a joke, you know, and Eddie Murphy's like, yeah, women like to shop. I mean, is that insulting? Is that sexist? Well, maybe if it's put, you know, in a way that stereotypes, but if you have any marketing meeting, they're like, all right, you know, who is our audience? Who's going to watch this commercial? And I see commercials that are male-based or female-based. Companies want to sell a product. They want to be politically correct, but they want to sell a product. And if they think a woman, right, is worried about her eyelashes or wants a smooth shave or wants to look young, there's going to be those commercials. Now, does anybody say those are sexist? Are makeup commercials accused of being sexist? No, because they're marketing to women. So there's some allowed understandings and accepting stereotypes that are used in science and marketing and in business. But then when it's ever used in a derogatory way or a negative way, like, well, the meetings go on because the women talk, now it's sexist. So what's a dude to do? Well, one, you kind of see the pattern. Don't use it negatively. If you are frustrated with a woman, let's say in your office you see gossip, and the gossip might happen with more of your female coworkers than male coworkers. Don't say it. I mean, don't bring it up. I mean, you might see female coworkers gossip more than male. I'm telling you right now, guys gossip. I see guys gossip. I hear guys gossip. Guys gossip. They might gossip about different things. You know, how does she look in that dress, or, you know, what the sex was like, who knows, right? But that's stereotyping too. But listen, I got a lot of guy friends, so I see everybody gossip. I see everybody stereotype. I mean, how many guys must hate it that they have to be the one to kill the spider? Well, women are afraid of spiders, so guys have to do that, really? How many guys can't stand it that they're the ones that have to move the furniture? That they're the ones that have to lift the heavy piece? Well, I'm a girl. I can't do it. Right, so we women sometimes put ourselves in this position, and then we all of a sudden get mad when, you know, somebody else starts to highlight that. So what can a guy say and what can they not say? Well, you used to be able to say you look really pretty in that dress. You know, you aren't saying they look pretty. You aren't commenting on their curves. You're saying you look pretty in that dress. Can't say that anymore. Complimenting a woman could be taken the wrong way. Commenting on her communication skills could be taken the wrong way. Commenting on any gender ability or gender tendency can be taken the wrong way, even if your buddy was completely fine with you saying that. You know, it's interesting with Scrubs. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Scrubs. But, you know, Scrubs, funny show, you have Turk and JD, and JD would call Turk, his best friend, his chocolate bear, because Turk was African-American and JD was white. Okay? You can't use that term. And people are going, yeah, but you know what, they do that on TV, it doesn't matter. Just because you see somebody else get away with it doesn't mean you could use it. So what can men say? What can't men say? What can women say? What can't women say? Right now, because of things being all reset and there being such a drastic overhaul with whatever rule was allowed, you know, in the past isn't allowed now, you have to just play it safe and just don't criticize and don't be negative. Now, that's frustrating because my guess is there are some meetings that go long. And I hear people come out of meetings, they complain about who made that meeting go long. And I've seen both men and women mess up the meeting. I've seen people in class, yo, can you explain that again? Can you explain that again? Just don't gender identify it. There's going to be some people you can flirt with. There's going to be some people you can talk about how they look and their curves. There's going to be, you know, women can talk about guys. I watched this show called Below Deck. The sexual harassment and assault I see between men and women and women and men, I mean, that's not allowed in normal, you know, workplaces, but it's on the TV show. Don't think that just because it's on a TV show, it's okay in society. But people are going to talk the way they talk. Just like I said, if you need a general rule so you don't mess up, just don't say anything negative and don't bring up anything gender specific. Let somebody else get in trouble. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The second impeachment trial of former President Donald J. Trump is underway in the Senate. At issue today is the constitutionality of holding the trial itself. Counsel to the former president argue the campaign can't be tried because he's out of office. Tom Cotton agrees.
No one is ignoring what happened over the last couple months, and of course it's going to be part of Donald Trump's legacy. But that doesn't change the fact that I believe, as I said on the day the House passed this rush article of impeachment, that it's simply beyond the constitutional authority of the Senate.
The Arkansas Republican speaking there on Fox News. President Biden's plan to block deportations is being put on hold again. A federal judge's order was set to expire today, but it has been extended by 2 weeks. Texas initially filing the lawsuit because the deportation moratorium, in their opinion, violates federal law. USA Radio News. A manhunt is underway after a hacker tries to contaminate a Florida city's water supply.
Police say a hacker accessed the network of the city of Oldsmar's water treatment plant, attempting to increase the amount of sodium hydroxide in a water system. The chemical, also known as lye, is used to remove metals and control acidity in drinking water, and is also the main ingredient in liquid drain cleaners. A worker quickly noticed the change and corrected the system before the chemical had a chance to flood into the water supply. Police say they currently have no indication why Oldsmar was targeted or where the hack originated from. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Fewer people watched this year's Super Bowl than any other NFL title game since 2007. CBS saying 94.6 million people watched the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeat the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. Sad news out of Chiefs Kingdom as former Chiefs coach Marty Schottenheimer has passed away. Schottenheimer dying Monday after a long battle with Alzheimer's disease. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, and our phone lines is 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or 1-877-362-3254. I'm not going to read the whole email, but one, we have a parent who is pretty upset that the schools aren't open, saying that childhood incidence numbers and statistics with COVID are so low that it's ridiculous that the schools are closed, and wanted me to kind of comment on that. Many of you have seen that most medical societies, most medical groups have spoken out about kids being closed, and we want kids back. I've agreed with the American Academy of Pediatrics. and I have agreed with, multiple other entities. We did have, I believe, a recent death. I think she was 9 years old. Hold on a second. Let me just, because again, I want to, bring both sides up. There was a recent, child death. I'm not sure if it was in Florida. I have to look it up. But there was a child that had, had COVID, went to sleep that night, and then unfortunately didn't wake up. And so we don't really have a lot of data on what happened, but we have had some childhood deaths from COVID, but not to the degree that required schools to be closed. And so I'm in 100% agreement that, you know, kids could have been in school. The problem is in order for kids to be in school, you need the adults. And having adults enthusiastic about working and being around kids that could possibly give them COVID or, you know, cause them to have their immune system down, didn't excite a lot of teachers. Well, researchers looked at the impacts of school closures at various facilities in New York City in 2020, and they found that social distancing the entire population of public places lowered the coronavirus cases by 47% and deaths by 51%. But school closures were hardly effective, they say, only lowering the number of COVID infections by 4%. So models have showed that school-age children have few contacts during the day, and many more contacts are made at workplaces and other public facilities. So people are saying grocery stores or work or Super Bowl parties or hanging out with friends, promising that nobody has COVID, spread more COVID than what could have been done with school. Now, some people could say, well, you can't really study that because the schools were closed. Well, we had schools open. Some cities and some states, schools continued. There's data. Now, somebody can say, well, yeah, but Dr. Dahlia, if those were in smaller towns, we can't use that data. Well, yeah, you can use the data, and you can compare it to COVID rates in other parts of the city. So if you have a population of 50,000 and the school was open, and you look at the COVID cases in that population of 50,000, with schools open, with stores open, you could see relatively how many of the COVID cases occurred in the teachers, in the kids, in the custodial staff, in the admin. You could look at that compared to COVID cases that occurred in the grocery store workers or the hospital workers. You could very easily do that. I know California and New York had schools closed, not all of them, but you could take data from cities. So where we had an issue, and I'm very honest with you all, my issue I had said, and the reason why I supported the teachers not wanting to return back to school and the continued school closure was something different. I agree with doctors that kids need to be back in school. I want kids back in school. But the economy took a huge tumble when the schools started to close. And I was fearful that last fall, because of everyone's attitudes towards, you know, flu and pneumonia and versus COVID, I expected people would freak out if we had another flu season or another COVID spike, and then the schools would close down again. And to put a kid back in school, let them start meeting friends the first 2 weeks of September, and then ripping them back out and away, I thought was more dangerous than keeping them in the stable environment they're in until schools were ready to open for good. The other issue is, as I was seeing, especially online, teachers not happy about going back to school. And kids could pick up if their teacher doesn't want to be there. I mean, when I taught a variety of different ages, all the way up to medical school. And I mean, my medical students, I was like, oh my gosh, hi! I was so happy to see them. It's like I hadn't seen them in years, and even though I just saw them an hour or two ago. I mean, I think teachers that really, really love their job and love their students show that love. And if a students would tell me, they go, I don't think this other professor likes being here. And I go, why not? He looks like he hates his job, or he looks like he hates us. Students pick up on that. So when I was seeing that teachers like, I don't want to go back, schools need to be closed, that already posed a problem. And then we do have the issue of what can this virus do long term? Can this virus cause cancer? Can this virus affect the brain? Can this virus, you know, cause other sorts of issues? So we don't know. What I did know is I didn't want kids exposed if they didn't have to. But if the schools could do social distancing and, you know, do the masks, which is very difficult on a young kid, make sure they're hand washing and, you know, I see kids being able to go back to school. But by no means was I ever going to say that COVID is a benign illness for kids. I'm not ready to say that because we just don't know what the virus can do. I find it a little spooky that people lose their smell, lose their taste for months. That to me means the virus is affecting the olfactory senses and the taste senses in the brain. That's what that insinuates to me. And so why? People have a weird taste in their mouth. Is it because the virus got into the tongue? No, it's because of the way the brain is processing the signals. So, you know, if this is the virus that's here to stay, if this is the virus that's out there, that's another reason why I got vaccinated. I just don't want another virus because viruses are bad. HPV virus can cause throat cancer, cervical cancer, vaginal cancer, rectal cancer. We see viruses cause diabetes. Who knows? Maybe those that get pancreatic cancer started from a virus that hit the pancreas. We just don't know enough about it. But that doesn't mean you stop living. It doesn't mean you stop life. We only have one life to live. But I will not say COVID is benign, but I will say kids have a right to be back in school. But it's very difficult to have kids back in school if your teachers don't want to be there. And if you try to force somebody to be there when they don't want to be, and they have that fear, and they're like, don't come near me. That's not great for the kids also. We want kids to go back to school the way kids, you know, should be in school. All right, guys, you know, we're all going to work together in this group. You know, Johnny, come here, let me see. Johnny, come up and, you know, read your report to the class. Come up to the board. But this sterile stay away from me. Don't talk to the other kids. Don't play with the other kids. You know, my son with his high school, he had a hybrid option of going back to school or staying home. And at first I was like, great, get back to school. You need to be with your friends. But no. There was no lunch period. You could eat lunch, but you had to eat lunch in the classroom in your assigned seat that you were in. So you're not seeing your friends. You're not socializing. So if a school isn't going to have the socialization activities or the games or that, then, you know, I said, you know what, then just, all right, then, you know, just do the virtual. I mean, I thought you were going to get to hang out with your friends, but if you're not, and you're going to kind of feel forced where you have to sit in a classroom and sit now, then, so it's difficult. And then, also we had parents saying, look, if my kid gets sent home, now I can't work for 2 weeks. So you had a lot of parents wanting the virtual because we still, as a society, aren't letting people go back to work if they've been exposed. So it's complicated. But yes, let's get the kids back as soon as we can. 1-877-DOLLY.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021 where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many-
of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there has been some discussion on the new curriculums added in school. We talked about the Lincoln Project. We talked about women's studies, Black History Month. There's always curriculum included, especially during January. And, you know, people study Martin Luther King and his speeches. And, you know, we go through our history, and it's been a part of a robust and diverse curriculum. Well, apparently there was some drama at the Maria Montessori Academy in North Ogden, Utah. And from what we understand, there was an opt-out option that was given to parents for those who were unwilling to participate in the school's planned Black History Month curriculum. The school is not revealing how many parents filled out the form, but we find out that less than a week later, school director Micah Hirokawa says that all families are participating and the school is no longer offering the option to not participate. She said, celebrating Black History Month is part of our tradition. We regret that after receiving requests, an opt-out form was sent out concerning activities planned during this month of celebration. Hirokawa and the board of directors sent a statement. We are grateful the families initially had questions and concerns, have willingly come to the table to resolve any differences, and at this time, no families are opting out of our planned activities, and we have removed this option. So we don't know exactly what the incident was. The academy is tuition-free. It's public elementary, junior high. It's a charter school. It uses the principles of Montessori educational philosophy. There was a Facebook post on the school's official page. And apparently Hirokawa expressed his reluctance in sending out the opt forms. I think parents would have issues filling out the opt-out forms also, because if you're given a form saying you do not want your child to learn about a certain demographic, that looks bad. So I don't see how the opt-out form, you know, was. However, I do believe that when it comes to sex ed, I do believe when it comes to certain curricula, that there are reviews that the parents should have, there should be transparency, and the parents should be able to have access and know what is being taught. And I think parents should have a choice for their kids. But that starts to open up a whole other can of worms, which I'm sure is going to be discussed. So there's been complaints that some kids have to be in classroom settings where there are, you know, slurs made against certain, you know, Republican candidates or against certain, shall we say, demographics or, that, you know, and, you know, parents may be like, wait a second, no, I didn't want my child into this. No. Then you have others that, you know, suggest, look, why aren't we teaching the kids abstinence? You know, why are we teaching the kids, this is what you need to do when you have sex? I'd like to teach the kids abstinence. Well, abstinence, unfortunately, has to be taught in the home. You know, anything religious has to be taught in the home. We don't want schools to take that on. But on the flip side, school curriculums have to be very, very careful about how they word things, because kids are going to come home going, wait a second, Mom, it looks like I'm supposed to have sex in middle school or high school. Everybody else is. They're giving us condoms. The condoms are in the bathroom. What are you talking about? I need to wait. So, you know, I think parents do have a right to look at the curriculum, and, you know, some students can opt out of the sex ed for now, but, you know, I'm not sure what happened with Black History Month with this school, but, you know, when you have students opt out of a curriculum, you know, that could kind of be taken a couple different ways, you know, but should parents be allowed to review the curriculum? You know, that I believe so. So we'll see what happens with that. Another thing, a lot of eyes are on what happened with the New York Times staff. I think he was an editor. Oh, he was a reporter. So I'm not sure if you've been following the story, but a veteran reporter, Donald McNeil Jr., had apparently been on a company-sponsored school trip to Peru. He had used, allegedly, the N-word back in 2019. Now, word got back. There were people asking for his resignation, and I believe he was forced out, and he had to quit. 150 Times employees had signed a letter. Because originally he was allowed to keep his job after complaints about the slur surfaced. But then he was forced out after 150 Times employees signed a letter slamming the decision that he could stay. So writers and staff have been in this battle, apparently on a private Facebook group and on Twitter, with McNeil supporters saying management were bullied by a vocal minority and he should have been given the benefit of the doubt. Yet others are saying that he said a racial slur. Other people have been fired for less. And, you know, some people at the time say we don't tolerate any sort of racism. So former Times Labor correspondent Steve Greenhouse hit out at those, quote, far more willing to sympathize with these privileged 15 and 16-year-olds than with a longtime colleague, while others said his career shouldn't have ended over one word. So Times crossword columnist Deb Amblin, said, why is it that the focus in discussions like this almost is on ruining the perpetrator's life and not those who were harmed by his actions? 1619 reporter Nicole Hannah Jones, the journalist who threatened to start her own investigation if the Times didn't punish him, posted a free Beacon reporter's email and cell phone number on Twitter when she was asked about her use of the N-word in previous tweets. So one thing that has not been solved or has not been answered, which is obviously going to be, you know, symptomatized and exhibited by things like this, is does one word ruin your career? Now, the answer that we came up with a few years back is, well, racism does. Misogyny, being sexist, being oppressive, being an assaulter, being a harasser will ruin your career. The problem we have is kids are singing rap songs, for example. And in the rap song, there's the word. And if the rapper sings it, and a kid doesn't realize that they're not allowed to use those lyrics or sing those lyrics, that kid's life could be ruined. Some people have been using the word. I think the word is wrong, should never be used. Nothing happens to them. One person uses it, they lose their job, they lose a career. And so there has to be a consistency. And so I'll support whatever side is consistent, I'm going to support, and whatever side is against racism, I'm going to support. But the question that never got answered is a misstep, is that something that warrants someone's career in blacklist or prevention of being in any sort of industry warranted? There was two sportscasters who were tweeting on the Nuggets? And for some reason, their spell check, I don't know how this happened, changed the Nugget word to something else. Now, I don't know what happened to their jobs, but it is very, very, it's a shame that this is a conversation we are having in 2021, because that word shouldn't exist. That word shouldn't be out there. But I hear it all the time in music. I hear it on the streets. I'd love for that word to go away. I think most people want that word to go away, but that word still persists. That word still pervades. And then once people use it, unfortunately, you know, they get caught. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with this case. The 1-877 Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits.
The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.